Blog Talk Radio.
Boom.
That's it. Da 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 da. We are ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. Hey, Mary. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I followed Jennifer's advice for what we had talked about this morning and got a little relief from that. So,
nice. Excellent.
We'll see where that goes. Yeah. I was surprised it worked as quickly as it did. I want to tell everybody really quickly, if you want to call in for your opportunity to win a gift any day, the number is, what is
516-418-5651. Give us a call, please. Just join the show.
And, you know, we usually do our trivia question. We have one question for the week, and I'm going to mention it today. But after today, if anybody wants to find out what the question is, they need to go to our website and find the question, and then they can answer it through a phone call or through email at contactjeanandmary@gmail.com. This week's question is, which artist painted a mustache and goatee on the Mona Lisa? Find the hint on our website and go from there. We will give the hints on our description every day, and every day we add another hint. So by Friday, you might have enough hints to know what the answer is.
Sure.
But the reason I don't want to spend a lot of time today talking about that, because you've got a lot to say.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we've got something to say for every animal on Earth, right? At least one thing.
No, actually, that's not every animal. Those were just the ones I thought were the funniest.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there we go.
Yeah. And there are some animals, that have the same group designation, like donkeys, alpacas, elephants, horses, cows, all of those, if you have a certain number, and I don't even know if a number is two. I think two would be just a couple. Or if you have to have five or 500. I don't know what their designation is.
Right.
But they're all considered a herd over a certain amount. And maybe that's a topic for another show. How many animals does it take to qualify to be in a herd, or some of these other things that you're going to talk about today? So go for it.
If I was looking at some cows standing over there right now, I would call three or four or five of them a herd. You know, three, maybe, probably not four above a herd, I'd say.
Might be kind of cool if you call out the group number and see if I can remember what the animal it belongs to.
You know what? I did not get that same list you did. I looked back and I did not. I had a different list
that I looked up.
Well, it's just a list of the different types of the group names. Well, for instance, what I thought it was interesting that when you look up in the sky and you see a whole bunch of bats flying around, you would call it a cloud of bats. How apropos.
Right.
I didn't know that. And of course, we all know that a litter of kittens, I've heard of that a lot, but did you know you could also, people refer to it as a kindle of kittens?
Yes. And, you know, there's more than one animal that call their babies kittens or kits.
Really?
Yes. Let me see if I can find – I had that just a few minutes out here.
I've heard of fox, maybe.
A fox is called kit. Badgers, ferrets, muskrats, rabbits, skunks, squirrels, weasels, but they also have other names as well. I mean, they call them cubs also. Squirrels are called kits. And
well, that's pretty cool. But Kippen.
Yeah. Woodchuck.
Now, I just was going down the list here, and I saw this was struck me as a tower of giraffes.
Yes, how appropriate is that?
Oh, cool, yeah.
Because they're so tall, but you also have a herd of giraffes.
Really? Very cool.
Yeah, you can have a herd or a tower. Yes, but a group of elephants can also be called a parade.
A parade.
Or I think they also call them a memory.
Very cool.
Yes.
You know, I'm looking through some of these, it's so funny about the different names we give them, and depending on what situation they're in, they can have different names.
Well, you know what they call a group of crows, right? Other than a flock, you know, they're birds, so it's a flock of crows, but there's another name for that.
No, for crows specifically.
Murder.
What was that? What is
murder.
That? Murder.
Murder of crows. Yes.
How Alfred Hitchcock is that, you know?
Alfred Hitchcock, Edgar Allan Poe.
That's awesome.
It blows my mind. You know what they call... What another name is instead of a herd of elk? Gang.
Really?
And if you have a bunch of emu, which are birds, you'd think they might be a flock. You call them a mob.
Well, that's interesting. Because that's what you would call a group of angry humans, too. But only the angry ones, because if they were happy, they would be something else. They would have a different name. That's interesting. You know, and I remember we talked at one point, I thought it was kind of interesting and humorous that we called a group of baboons, was it, a Congress?
Yes, yes.
And you would also call a group of salamanders a Congress.
Yes, and did you know that you can also call baboons a flange?
Flange.
Not sure why.
Pretty funny. I would never have thought of that. A stench is a group of skunks, a cluster of spiders. I've heard that one. A knot of toads?
Yes, I heard that.
Really?
I don't know. And it's not like N-O-T, it's K-N-O-T, it's a knot. But you know another cool word for skunks, in addition to stench, is a surfeit, S-U-R-F-E-I-T. I don't even know.
Really?
I have forgotten what that word means. It's not a word you use regularly, so, and why is my thing not working? I can't get my mouse to work. Which one?
I knew what you meant. this was cool. It's vultures. I guess they could be a flock since they're birds, but a group of vultures is a venue. And
oh
get
no!
This.
Really?
Get this: if they're in the air circling, they are a kettle of vultures. A kettle of vultures.
A kettle of vultures.
How cool is that? I got to work that into a sentence today if I can. Got to find some vultures, though.
Well, I finally looked up what a surfeit means.
Yeah.
I think it's pronounced surfeit. It's a surplus or an excess. So I guess if you have more than one skunk, you're going to have a glut of skunk.
That is funny.
Do you know what they call a flock of starlings?
No.
As soon as I say this word, you're going to go, oh, yeah, I know why. A murmuration. Because the flocks are the ones. A murmuration. The flocks. Starlings are the ones that fly. The whole flock, it looks as if they're moving with one motion, like a cloud that's just waving back and forth across the sky, and you'll see them, and you know that when one zigs, they all zig. When one zags, they all zag, and they all go in the same direction, like one body. There's like
the synchronicity.
Yeah, it's very synchronicitous. They go together.
Very cool. That's
you
awesome.
Know what they call a group of spiders?
A cluster.
Yes. How about swans?
Swans. I heard it once before, and I can't think of it. Let me think. How about a bevy?
It is a bevy, but they also call them a lamentation. And you know why?
Wow.
Because you know the old saying about he took a swan dive, or sang the swan song. It's like a sadness, because swans mate for life, and if their mate dies, they mourn just like a human does, and they never mate again. Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
You know what they call a bunch of rats?
Rats? Huh.
Rats. A mischief.
Makes sense.
Now, here's one you'll love. You know what a cormorant is?
Yes.
It's a bird, right? It's a bird that they use in Asia in some areas for fishing.
Uh-huh.
They call them a gulp.
I suppose
gulp
that's how
cormorant.
They eat their fish. That's funny. A gulp of cormorant. But, you don't see a lot of them together.
No, not really.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know that we would see them here, because I don't know that they are come to this area.
We have them. The local name is water turkeys.
Water turkeys?
Yeah, anhingas and cormorants. We've got them.
Now, I know we have anhingas here.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually see one anhinga at the time.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. How about, I love this, the cockroaches. An intrusion of cockroaches.
It is. Yes, that is definitely an intrusion.
So now, these names we're saying, we came up with kittens is a really good name for small groups of little animals. But it seems like you could get away with probably calling, your probability goes up if you called a group a herd. That, a lot of animals are herds, as I look here.
Yes. And but then they also have another designation beyond herd, usually.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find what I was thinking of.
Go ahead.
We talked about the elephants. They call them, it's a herd, but they also call them a memory.
Okay, right.
An elephant seal is a herd, but they also call it a pack. And we talked about giraffe being a herd or a tower, but they're also called a corps, like CORPS.
Really?
Like, I guess they're incorporated.
Yeah.
G-N-U, big, it's a kind of... cattle, I think. It runs in a herd, but it's also an implausibility.
An implausibility.
Yes.
That's interesting, because it's not like they wouldn't be in a herd. I've seen pictures.
What about
of
a hippopotamus? You know what a hippopotamus is?
What's a group of the hippos?
Well, they're also called herds, but they're called thunder.
A thunder of hippos?
A thunder of hippos.
That's awesome. you know, this almost makes me want to go to the zoo just to be able to look at the animals and call them the name.
Well, what about a wild boar? What would you? I mean, it's pigs, right? What would you think it might be?
Yeah.
A herd, right?
A herd, okay. A herd. That's what I'm coming up with.
It's also called a singular, but if you have 12 or more, it's called a sounder.
So 11 or less hogs and you got a singular.
Yes.
And if you got 12 or more, it's a
sounder.
That's pretty wild.
Oh,
you know?
You're going to love this one because I know you have this cool buffalo lamp and you're from South Dakota where the buffalo roam and all that.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you know, if you see a herd of buffalo, that's what you would call them. But there are other, they have three other names for them. You can call them a troop, a gang.
Really? Uh-huh.
Or get ready for this one. An obstinacy.
Really? Uh-huh. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what buffalo bulls have a reputation for being obstinate.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. That's funny. But, you know,
Gene,
we haven't touched the
surface.
Huh? Just barely.
Only,
I suppose it's, yeah.
We've only touched the surface of this, and it's after, it's, you know, our 15 minutes are up.
Time, yeah.
See,
well,
we haven't even covered all the herd animals, much less some of these. A crocodile is a congregation.
Right.
Oh, but I have to tell we talked about zebra, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes, a group of people is a congregation. Well, I found some other names for zebra besides herd and dazzle.
Okay.
I think we talked about that before the show, actually.
Yeah, I think I was good with dazzle being new. What else did you find?
Well, they're also called a zeal or a cohort.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. A zeal.
Now, here's one that blew my mind because a crane is a bird.
Uh-huh.
And you think it would be a flock. It's
sure.
considered a herd. But it's also considered a sedge.
A sedge or a herd?
Sedge. Yep.
Wow.
Now,
that's
I don't even
cool.
know what a really, I'm not even sure what a sedge is. It's like a siege, I think.
Interesting.
Because if you've ever seen a group of our family of sandhill cranes, they hold
uh-huh.
a siege underneath. You know, you can't go anywhere else. Oh, my last one. For the day, because it is
okay.
after 12:15. It is time for us to say goodbye.
Oh, we got to get back to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Deer. A deer is a herd. It's also a bunch or a mob. Or a rangale, R-A-N-G-A-L-E.
Rangale. And I see here we got a brace or a clash.
Ah.
Of deer as well.
That's so cool.
Now, you know what? For another show then, well, let's sit down and see where these names came from. Are they local? What the meaning have to the people that came up with those particular names, you know?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Like puppies, a litter of puppies. They're all over the place. Anyway, I know we got to go.
Yeah, yeah.
This time.
Yeah,
hey,
I could talk about, you know what, Gene, we're going to do?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I think you and I will find time when we're not going back to work, and we'll expand on these, and we'll have conversations beyond the podcast, and we'll get Jennifer to help us put them on our YouTube channel, so people
okay.
can actually see us talking. We'll get together through Zoom or something that's safe and
sure.
convenient for both of us. And that's something we can do after hours, maybe, when we're not
yeah.
working in the middle of the day.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
I mean, it would be really cool. 15 minutes is just enough time for a teaser. And
yeah.
I do hope that our listeners have been teased into checking out our website at BUNEKE.org.
Please do.
Get the hint for the trivia question and follow along with us. Well, you can't really see what we're going to do tomorrow, but I can tell you what we're going to talk about tomorrow because it's just too much. As a historian, you're going to love this one. We're going to talk about the Isle of Sark.
Okay.
I had never really heard of it, but I happened to find a little tidbit. And I'm like, I need to check into that. And that's what these shows are all about. You learn a little bit, you share a little bit, and it tweaks your curiosity. That's all it is. And
absolutely. And you can always find out more on your own and call us the next day and tell us what you found. I'd be all over that.
Yes. And you know what? I'm just going to play a little Havana Heart and get us on out of here. And I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. See you, Mary. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Dee. Bye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Your heart may be in Havana, the Atlas Mountains, Chicago, Copenhagen, Seoul, or any other area in the world. We're just glad you chose to share your heart with us and listen to Take a Break with Jean and Mary